Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to BLS International Services Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties, which are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shikhar Aggarwal, Joint Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Aggarwal.
Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to our earnings conference call to discuss the business and financial performance for Q1 FY24. I have on call with me today Mr. Nikhil Gupta, Managing Director, and Mr. Amit Sudhakar, Chief Financial Officer of the company. I'm happy to say that we have begun the new financial year on a strong note. The company's performance in the first quarter of FY24 was in line with expectations, maintaining the upward trend of growth seen in previous quarters. The ongoing revival of travel and tourism industry worldwide is driving an increase in number of visa applications. This, along with higher realization, is leading to continuous month-by-month growth in our visa business. Today, I would like to share some of the recent developments and highlights. Firstly, I'm thrilled to announce that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Spain, has once again chosen BLS International as the global visa contractor for the visa application outsourcing. This marks the second time in a row that we have been trusted with this significant responsibility. The contract covers a wide range of regions, including Europe, Americas, Latin America, CIS, Africa, Middle East, and APAC, among others. BLS International has been serving the Spanish government since 2016 and operates 122 visa application centers. We process almost 2 million applications for the Spanish government every year, and this number is expected to increase further. What's more exciting is that we have also been outsourced a national visa for the first time, which will lead to further growth in volume and opening up of offices in newer geographies. As normally is the case under the contract, BLS will also be providing different kind of additional value-added services, including SMSs, couriers, mobile biometrics, et cetera. By providing these services, we hope to enhance the overall experience for visa applicants and further strengthen our position as a trusted service provider. One of the key factors contributing to our success is a strong partnership we have formed with the governments around the world. We currently work with more than 46 client governments in India. These partnerships have allowed us to leverage our expertise and provide unparalleled services to citizens and governments alike. We've also won some new contracts with the Italian governments, Poland governments, and different other governments. On the digital service front as well, we are making significant headway. Based on the growth of our banking correspondent and e-governance business, we decided to merge these two into digital service segment and focus on growing these lines of business. As our number of touchpoints across India increase, we expect robust growth of these revenue. The business now comes under our subsidiary BLS e-services. I'm happy to share that Board has approved a fundraising initiative through an IPO of its equity shares of BLS e-services. We recently filed the DRHP for the company with the SEBI. The move, subject to necessary approval and market conditions, will enable us to explore new avenues of growth and expand our reach. BLS e-services will continue to be a subsidiary of BLS International Services. The fund raised through this will help fund our growth plan for this business, where we see significant growth potential. Overall, we aim to grow both visa counselor as well as digital service business organically, as well as explore inorganic opportunities. To sum up, we are optimistic for the ongoing fiscal and strive to foster growth. I would now like to hand it over to Mr. Amit Sudhakar, our CFO, for an update on the financial performance. Thank you.
I'm sorry, sir. The line got dropped for Mr. Sudhakar. I'll reconnect him, sir. Give me a moment.
I can read for Mr. Siddhartha
also.
Sure,
sir. Please proceed. I'll try connecting him in the meanwhile.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I am pleased to present the financial performance for the quarter ended June 30th, 2023. In quarter 1 FY24, we recorded a revenue of 383.49 crores, a 40% increase year-on-year, primarily driven by the robust recovery of visa volume supported by the value-added services. We are witnessing positive momentum across all our business and are optimistic about sustained growth in the coming quarters. Our digital service revenue increased about 140% year-on-year during the quarter, supporting the overall growth. During the quarter, our EBITDA stood at 80.5 crores compared to 31 crores in the corresponding quarter last year and 66.53 quarter in quarter 4 FY23. The EBITDA margin for the quarter crossed 20% mark, standing at 20.88%, an increase of 933 basis points compared to the corresponding quarter last year. We were able to offset the impact of higher cost of services and higher employee costs by implementing cost optimization and managing higher volumes, thereby benefiting EBITDA margins for the quarter. In quarter 1 FY24, the PAT stood at 70.99 crores as compared to 30 crores in the previous corresponding quarter and 76.73 crores in Q4 FY23. That's all from our end, and we can now open the call for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. We'll take the first question from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi and Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me opportunity. Mr. Sikar, I am watching BLS International since last 6 years and realizing how you changed the fortune of company with help of good consultants, our fund stuck with Punjab government, and how we comes out of that mess. Now you change business model. I am very much impressed as you are doing, you are working, and wishing you all the best. Now my question is, how many tender, visa tender work we apply and likely to get in next few months, maybe March 24, and 642 crore cash, how we utilize for the development of company, and we are also making an IPO in subsidiary, we may be receive money from there. So what is your plan for long-term purpose? If you tell specific, it will help us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, first of all, Mr. Ravi, for your good wishes. And I would like to reiterate that we have a 10,000 more strong strength of people in the company that are working hard, for the growth of the company. And there is no particular individual, So it is the entire company that is working towards the growth of the company.
Definitely. It is teamwork.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, and second of all, the growth, if you see the contracts that we have won in the last few years, in the last few months also that we've announced with the Italian government, we have announced our sixth contract, within this year itself. With Polish government, we have recently announced a contract. With Thai government, we have announced a few contracts. So we have been winning all of these contracts and deploying these contracts in the next few months and few years also, as we discussed, last time. There are multiple opportunities coming out for contracts. So that we'll be bidding for. The opportunity is huge. We have already mentioned, more than a $1 billion opportunity. Out of this, some is being realized as the contract that we've been bidding for. So, you know, the opportunity size is huge and, you know, whatever number that we have recently renewed our contract with the Spanish government also. So, you know, all the contracts that we have won, we have deployed, and these new contracts, as and when they come, it will lead to an increase in profit and revenue of the company. Regarding BLS Digital Services, which is BLS e-services business, you know, that has grown around 140% compared to similar quarter last year. You know, that is a fantastic business. You know, we see growth coming in that business also, but we do not want to utilize the money earned in visa business for the growth of that business. That was the reason that we wanted to list the company, and we have filed the DRHP. The funds that will be coming in will be utilized for the both organic and inorganic growth opportunities of that company. So, you know, we are expecting for future growth in that company also, you know, coming in.
Nice, sir. Really, the 10,000 employees are also part of our family. I forget to mention their numbers, so sorry for that. And instead of dividend in future, you consider buyback. It will help us as a shareholder and as an investor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Sakshi Chhabra from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. So my first question was, I wanted to understand that if we are not going to use the 640 crores of cash that we have for the digital side of the business since you're coming out with an IPO separately, so what is this money going to be used for exactly?
So definitely, you know, we expect further growth in the visa and outsourced counselor service business. You know, that is, you know, the momentum has really increased after COVID also. So we are looking at acquisition in the visa counselor space of some regional providers, and also, you know, the kind of contract that we are eyeing and the business that we are eyeing will require deployment of cash or opening up of offices in different geographies. Many new governments which are going to outsource for the first time now are also will require a new infrastructure and setup. So we are looking at, as we have explained before, you know, acquisition, you know, organic growth, you know, all the new contracts that we will be deploying, and definitely dividend and, you know, shareholder, to enhance shareholder value, all the steps that we can take, we will do that to, you know, utilize this cash.
Right. And so is there any quantum that you have decided on the raise for the IPO?
We have not. I think, Amit, would you like to comment on that? We have decided on the number of shares.
So, see, this will be decided. The value will come from the merchant bankers once they get it through with the SEBI. We have defined the number of shares which we plan to dilute, or we issue the new ones.
Right, but you must have decided on a certain amount that you wish to raise, right?
Yeah, so it will be somewhere in the range of 290 to say 320. That is the range we are expecting.
Okay, all right. And so another thing I wanted to just understand, so if I see the EBIT that was reported in the last quarter for the digital services, that was around 31.6 crores versus in this quarter that number is down to 9 crores. So is it that in the previous quarter there was something exceptional because of which that number was so high?
Yeah, that's right. If you see the last quarter result, there was an exception item of 22 crores, which was related to this. If you take that out, then about 965 crores was the operating EBITDA of digital in the Q4.
Okay, all right. And so on your visa and counselor services side, what is the sustainable EBITDA margin that we can look at going forward?
See, what we have reached in the current quarter, we are looking at maintaining that at least if we cannot increase it further, but that will become the base now for the further growth.
Okay, all right. Thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on the touchstone phone. We'll take the next question from the line of Mayur Bupadara, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. So some of my questions were answered. So I wanted to know that, so you told that margins in the visa segment, which we achieved this quarter, so is it sustainable, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So what is the reason behind such improvement in this margin improvements?
So see, this has couple of factors which we've been talking over the last couple of quarters. One is the value-added services, which we have been able to sell much more on a quarter-to-quarter basis. And if you see the last four or five quarters, the improvement in the margins are happening because of that. And we have got new contracts which are at a much higher rate. So that has been contributing on the revenue side, margin improvement, as well as on our cost optimization, which we are trying to work. After the COVID got over, we have maintained our cost under control, whereas the volumes and the revenues are going up. So that's other few factors which are have made us reach this 20% above 20% the EBITDA margins.
Okay, so is there any chance to improve the margin further going forward, like not in the short term, but in 1 to 2 years span in visa processing?
So we see, we are looking at every day to improve it further, and hopefully we will be able to go on improving it further on a quarter-to-quarter basis. But this, what we have achieved, we think we can continue, minimum, at least we can maintain this.
Okay, great, sir. And my second question is regarding, you told that the cash on balance sheet, like 642 crore, we are going to utilize it in expanding our visa processing segment. So can we expect anything concrete, like acquisition or something, in the span of at least 1 year from now?
Certainly, there should be some acquisition getting finalized. But again, as I said, you don't know till the last moment. But we are seriously looking at acquisitions in both the fields, not only in visa, but we are also looking into digital business also.
Okay, right, sir. And sir, my second question is regarding one UK tender was in the visa process. UK tender was there, which got float in the February or January, I think. And results for that were expected in the end of current year, first half of current year. So anything is there regarding that, or we bidded for the tender or not?
So as and when results are announced, we'll let you know.
Okay, so results were not out right now, right?
Correct.
Oh, okay, sir. And sir, what will be the BLS International's holding in the e-services subsidiary after the listing? Currently, it is 69% something. So what will be after the listing?
So Mayur, it will remain a subsidiary of BLS International, so we will ensure that it is not less than 50%.
Oh, okay. And rest of the stake promoter is also selling this stake, or
no. No, this is all is a new IPO. The funds will be used for the organic and inorganic growth, what we are looking at acquisitions, as well as expanding this business.
Okay, sir. Okay, that's it from my side, and best of luck for the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Dhvani Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
We can hear you.
Can you please explain why was there a dip in the margins of digital services? If I adjust for the exceptional item for last time, it was around 12.1%, and now it's 10.8%. This is after adjusting. And if you see YOY, it was 13.5%. So if you can just explain the difference.
So as we said, that this is a we started digital and we are expanding now. We are spending on hiring new people on board, investing in people. We have also had a new office in Gurgaon, so the rentals have gone little higher. So we are basically creating a infrastructure for the next growth, which we are anticipating in the next year or two. So therefore, the expenses are a little higher.
Okay, understand. And could you tell us how much was the contribution from ZMPL this quarter?
So ZMPL, I just said, ZMPL. Once again, I just... Yeah, so ZMPL has contributed about 6.5 crore EBITDA.
Okay, 6.5, and that would be around 13% margin?
Yeah, that is about 13% margin, exactly about 12.78.
Correct, got it. Perfect. And is there, was there any seasonality in Visa or in digital services in Q1?
Digital, you don't have much seasonality, but Visa, obviously, you have seasonality. That the it peaks during during the winter, as far as India is concerned.
And this particular quarter, just this quarter.
As of this quarter, there is a seasonality that the there has been a little less compared to Q4. If you see on a YOY basis, the growth has been because of the pre-COVID getting over and the new contracts which have been now executing.
And just one last question. Could you share the Visa volumes for this quarter?
Exact figure we don't have at the moment, but I can share it with you later.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask questions. We'll move on to the next question, which is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is again, from BLS e-service IPO, BLS International receive any fund or all fund will be from new investor only?
So, Ravi, there will be no OFS. It's all going to be a new...
Okay. Thank you.
So, as I explained, it will all be coming for the growth of the company.
So, BLS International, how much it will having after the IPO?
So, it will remain a subsidiary of BLS International. Therefore, it will be higher than 50%.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Neha Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for a good set of numbers. Just wanted to check, so the growth in digital service that we have as of now, is that kind of sustainable? How do we see it going forward? Just wanted some light on that.
See, the digital business is if you see the base is very small currently. So the growth what we are anticipating will continue the way we have been doing till now. So the growth will be there. We are looking at new acquisitions as well as the new contracts, which will keep this momentum going. So, but we are very bullish about this business per se. So we can really take it up to a different level altogether.
Okay. So, sir, in terms of percentage-wise, do we see it contributing a sustainable percentage in the coming 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, we are very bullish that we should continue with this momentum, which we have seen the percentage-wise more than 100% growth is what we are foreseeing in the near future.
Okay. And, sir, our operating expenses have also, reduced. So, are there any specific measures that we are taking towards it?
So, as I said, that we have... focus on cost optimization since the COVID happened, and luckily the volumes have started coming in, but we have been able to control our costs, and still we are keeping those under control. So that's why you see this improvement in the margins.
Okay. And sir, do we have any plans for inorganic expansion like M&A?
Very much. It is in.
So do we have anything that is already in process?
Yeah, we are talking to a couple of targets, and let's see when they get finalized.
So then, will that require any further CapEx?
CapEx, no, maybe funding will be required, and that is what we are working on.
How do we plan to get those funded?
So it will depend on case to case and the circumstances on that situation of what it is. But the whole objective is to improve the ROI of the company and ROC. So whatever best combination we think will be the best for it, we will go for that. It may be a leverage buyout initially, maybe equity we think is required, we will go for it. But the intention is, the principle is that we will look at improving the ROC of the company.
Okay. And just one last question. So these value-added services, what kind of revenue does it generate and what kind of margins does it generate for the company?
See, these all improve our margins at a much better way than the visa service per se, because.
Amit, let me answer that.
Yeah.
I think these are value-added services, combined the service charges and the value-added services, the margin that we are generating is on a combined level. And definitely, over the years, consumer mentality has changed. People are opting for different home delivery kind of services, mobile biometrics. So that is where we see. And we are now working in more geographies around the world wherein the consumer pattern is different. So on a consolidated level, we then now, as we have achieved an EBITDA margin of around 20%.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Harsh Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, so you did mention 22 crores of exceptional items. Could you please share what comprises of this for the previous quarter?
So this was in Q4, last FY23, not in the current quarter.
Yes, sir.
So we have explained it last time also. This is a set equity payment which the promoters have given for the shares, which has been in the exception items.
Fine. Thank you. Also, sir, if we see our depreciation has grown around 145% Y-on-Y. Have we made any investment?
So this has gone. No. So this has gone up for mainly because of two reasons. One, we acquired in June last year ZMPL, the new company. So the depreciation of that business has come in the current. If you see the Q4, we are practically on the same level. So YOY, the difference you are able to see because of that ZMPL was not there in the YOY June FY22 results. 23, sorry.
Okay, sir. And sir, if we see our other income also has gone up by 87%, or 87%. And could you please throw some light on that?
Sure. So other incomes have mainly gone up because the interest rates on our FDs have changed in global market. Last year, on average, our FDs were at 1% in US dollar, whereas now most of them are at 5.5%. So that has improved our other income. And as well as the additional funding which we have got, the number of FDs have gone up. So that's mainly because of the interest income.
Fine, sir. Thank you. And sir, one last question. Now that China has opened its borders, do we see any kind of volumes or revenue? Do we expect?
Yeah. Shikhar, can you?
See, China, yeah, definitely China has opened up. So we expect increase in volume coming from China.
Okay, fine. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one now. We'll take the next question from the line of Aniket, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have few questions, sir. Hello.
Yes, sir, please.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. So, sir, how does the company plan to utilize this cash?
Can you throw some light on this? I think we've already answered this multiple times in the last few questions. So, I think...
As we said, we are using this money for new M&A activities as well as for new contracts which we expect to win in the next couple of quarters.
Okay. And sir, how many touch points do we have as of now?
Around 1 lakh.
Okay. So, sir, on the M&A plan, would this be for the Visa or for digital services?
For both. We are looking aggressively in both the businesses.
Okay. And, sir, one last question. Can you give some guidance on the Visa volume and also on the revenue realization, since now value-added services are contributing well to the revenue?
No, first of all, we are, seeing growth in the numbers as we have explained before, right after COVID. And we've also got increase in service charges. So our service charges are more from before. So prices have increased. So conversions have improved a little bit, but prices have increased more, both in service charges and other services. So we expect, we expect to maintain the growth momentum.
Okay. Thank you, sir. This is from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask question may please press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Mayur Popatara, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So, just I wanted to understand, so the Visa contracts which are up for renewal, like opportunity of $1.5 billion. So, in that case, our competitors are serving for those governments already for past long time in past. So, how we are planning, how we are strategizing to get the market share from those contracts? What is the strategy we are looking at? So, can you provide some light on that?
The strategy is definitely internal of the company, and this is what we have been working on. But definitely, as we mature as a company, we are in touch with those governments and doing pilots all over, and have been talking to these governments for last number of years. So definitely, we have people from the industry that are working on that.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shikhar Agarwal, Joint Managing Director, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation in our Q1 FY24 earnings call. In case of any further queries, you may get in touch with AdFactors PR or feel free to get in touch with us. We look forward to interacting with you next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of BLS International Services Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.